Hospicare, an essential services healthcare supplier, is experiencing serious financial difficulties as a result of the road accident fund. In addition to the existing crisis, it seems that President Ramaphosa's legal team has served them with an eviction notice because he owns the building. The road accident fund is thought to owe the hospital more than 20 million rand as a result of this avoidable chain reaction. As he continues to push for Hospicare's rent payments rather than holding road accident fund accountable, the president is more concerned with his private interests than with prioritizing patient care and critical services. By doing this, patients, staff members, and crucial services are subordinated to the pursuit of individual goals. The management is already straining to make ends meet to pay for the basic needs of patients, including medication and food. It is intolerable that patients' well-being has been jeopardized to access to necessary medical care and treatment has been hampered by the Road Accident Fund's financial management. Since the president oversees all SOEs, he bears absolute responsibility. In a direct letter, the DA will ask that he intervene to address the road accident fund issue. The DA will not put up with this blindsiding attitude. Instead, it will not allow self-serving personal interests to take preference over the need to monitor government institutions. How can innocent road crash victims end up on the street because of non-payment for services rendered? This cannot happen.